Champ, I guess first thing first, Zane Beadle got named the Walter Payton Man of the Year. That's something you won before. How big of an honor is that? What's that mean for him?
I mean, it's great. You know, I think people don't understand that we don't really do it for awards like that. And, you know, everything comes from the heart, and he's been consistent in the community since he's gotten here. So, I mean, he's well-deserving. I'm happy for him. I mean, it kind of rubs off on your teammates, and that's really what it's all about.
Have you noticed improvement from him? I know you don't spend a lot of time watching your own offense other than when they're putting up points, but have you noticed an improvement in year three from what he did in the first year?
I don't know exactly. You know, I would have to ask one of the linemen about that and get their opinion. It's kind of hard to watch those guys when you're watching Noshon and Willis and the quarterback go to work. It's hard to notice, but, you know, those guys in that room, they understand the importance of a guy like him.
What do you say to Brandon Weeden? I mean, is this your first rookie you guys have faced this year?
Is it?
I think it might be.
Yeah, it might be. I think so. Yeah, I mean, he looks like he has the talent to get it done. It's just, you know, the thing about playing that position as a rookie, it's just tough. You know, it's the toughest position. And I'm sure as he gets older, he'll understand. And the more he plays, he'll understand what to do. But right now, you know, he can make you look bad if you let him, you know.
Champ, it seems like nearly every week you go against a marquee receiver. There's receivers with names. The Browns may not necessarily have that right now. So how does that affect the way you guys approach a team when they don't have a clear-cut number one or a couple, you know, like what the Falcons have, something like that?
Well, we still take the matchup serious. I mean, these guys are good players. I mean, if you really look at the tape, they can play. You know, it's just, you know, having a young quarterback, it's hard to display all your talents. But like I said, if you give them opportunities to make plays, they'll make them. And we're not shying away from, you know, going out there playing our best game because that's what it's going to take to win.
I know you're not directly going against him, but Joe Hayden, have you seen anything from him?
Oh, yeah.
How he's developing?
I watch him a lot. You know, I liked him in college, and since he's been in the league, you can see flashes of greatness there. And I've been impressed because he's so athletic, but it's just the little things about playing corner that makes you great. And, you know, he's starting to show that a lot this year.
Your team's playing great, so inevitably Jack Del Rio is probably going to get some – he's going to be a hot commodity at the end of the year. What has he brought to this team, and how bummed would you be if he – did get a head coaching job somewhere else?
Yeah, it sucks not to have a guy come back, you know, that you've done good things with. But anytime a guy gets a promotion, you got to applaud that. And, you know, I'd be happy for him. I mean, it would suck for us because we got to start all over again. But, you know, it is what it is. Everybody wants a promotion. So you got to applaud guys to get them.
Yeah, what did that's he, just what, the Champ Bailey curse, though.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but
you're the issue more than this.
You know, you could say that. I don't know. I know I'm up there. I got to be up there. I mean, I don't know how many I've had, 12, 13, whatever. I mean, so what? It's nothing new to me.
You think about maybe throwing him in as a player coach so that you can just be here for a couple of years and you can have some consistency?
No.
back not to the coaching. Browns real quick. You've seen some really good running backs. You guys kept Ray Rice well in check last week. Where's Trent Richardson on that list? I know he's just a rookie, but...
Oh, he's up there. I mean, you don't score 11 touchdowns by mistake. I mean, this guy's a pounder. He'll make you miss. I mean, he has a total package, and you're just going to see good things from him from years to come.
Since you've been on the 9-game winning streak, you guys have the best run defense in the league. What changed?
It's stopping the run is just an attitude. You know, you can be in the right gaps, but you got to make the tackles. And, you know, we pride ourselves on being a good tackling football team. That's really what eliminates the run game. And, you know, you get running backs like the one we got to face this week, they'll make you miss. We know we got to get them on the ground to limit their big runs.
So did that stick in the defense's craw, the missed tackles against Pitta last week? That's something, even though the game was well over. And so
no,
that's
I don't care what the score is. You don't want to give up plays like that at the end of the game. And, you know, they talked about, I remember after the game, the Ravens were talking about how they started late, got going late. I mean, really, it was all about us and what we weren't doing. You know, we make that tackle, it's nothing.
So at this point of the year, is that maybe something that the coaches can, you know, build off of, a teaching point to say, hey, y'all won the game, but look at what they're doing late because you're not finishing necessarily?
Yeah, we're very aware of it, and we don't like it. So if we got somebody down, we want to make sure that they stay down.